Well, it's just me here, Phil, at the moment. Bit of a special episode. A bit of spiel about an up-and-coming event, and then we're going to put our pilot on. We did this just to see what the show was going to be like, but since we're soon going to be doing some other cool things, we thought, heck, we'll let yous have a laugh at how bad we were at the start, and then you can see how the show's progressed up until now and then beyond the future. So the first thing is, depending on when you're listening to this, it could have passed, but if you're listening in the short few days before, I need to get this on the screen so I don't get it wrong, the 24th of September 2016, at 8 o'clock we're going to do our first YouTube live event. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to have a little event on where we've invited some dignitaries along. They're going to get to drink some beers, we're going to do a live tasting, and you people out there can watch it on the internet, on YouTube, and then it'll be available afterwards as just a normal watch, but not the magic of liveness, and it will be the we'll podcast up as well, because you're the main fans, that's the idea, it's a podcast, we're not going to go and abuse yous and not cater for yous anymore, this is just a sideline just to have a bit of a play about. So yeah, to access it, go to www.formalshark.co.uk/live. You can look for it on YouTube by typing Formal Shark, get to our YouTube page. It hasn't got a lot on at the moment. It has got a playlist of some of my other work that we've mentioned on the show quite a few times, just to fill it up, really. You can go on our Twitter to get loads of information, twitter.com/formalshark. Facebook's the same, Formal Shark. There's loads of information on there. We've told you all the beers that are going to come up on the live tasting, so if you want to, you can go and buy them, basically. A lot of them have come from Coppers in Gosforth, but I'm sure you can get quite a few from Rehills and and Glug in Newcastle, even Fenix, places like that. So you could invite some friends around, put us on, have a massive thing, tweet us while you're doing it and all that sort of mumbo jumbo. Anyway, you've probably had enough of me talking about that, so we'll put on our first pilot, basically. It's never been released yet. We've come a long way from the first one. I was listening to it back just before to make sure it wasn't too awful, and yeah, I think you can gather that we've had quite a progression from that, even from that to the first show, but from that to now, God knows how many shows we've got now, and our first live event that I've already mentioned, but I'll mention it again, on the 24th of September, so basically it's Saturday, if not, it's in the past, and listen, watch the video that's on YouTube now, I hope, at 8 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time. We're on YouTube. Should be good. So, here's the pilot. That is in places a little bit more raw than normal. And it, yeah, has a bit more of an adult humour than normal. Just to be warned. And a bit of swearing. And the quality of the audio is not as good as we would have normally wanted, basically. I get very high and screechy at times. Just to warn you, it's not the best quality of programmes that we've ever done. So, if you're not that bothered, maybe it's not for you. If you are, watch it, listen to it. You might enjoy it, you might not. Just don't complain if you don't, because we're just being honest. Here it is.
Let's drink with Formal Shark.
This is our new podcast. Brand new, never been done before. We'll call this a pilot, so the next one can be completely different, or if we never do it again because we're ashamed of the results, it's probably most likely.
Exactly.
What we're going to do, we're going to have three beers and review them. Simple as that.
Yeah.
In theory.
Hopefully. It might go well.
So the first one we've got, do you want to do the reading?
Yeah. It's from the Theakston Brewery. It's Theakston's Legendary Ales. It's Distiller's Cask Range. Finest Masham Ale. It says it's warmly acquainted with the flavours of Speyside Malt Whiskey. Ooh,
well,
fancy.
I bought this from B&M's for 69 pence.
B&M's. If you're international, that's like some cheap shop in the United Kingdom.
So, are we going to expect this to be nice, or do you think that it's going to be one of these ones that they've put Cascale on it because it's a bit gammy?
It's probably got, you know, a bit of something wrong with it, and they just thought, well, fuck it, let's... I'm not meant to swear, am I?
No.
Let's stick it in a bottle and give it the plebs.
So we got to 1 minute before swearing. So yeah. let's get this up to a microphone so they can hear.
Let's hit the microphone.
So this is... What's it going to pour like? That must be about...
It's about half.
So it pours with a golden colour. Like a chav that's been to Ibiza. Would you say that's about that golden colour?
No, I'd say a chav's probably more golden and less brown.
They'd probably have some STDs after the holiday. Maybe chlamydia.
I mean, it's got a good head like a prostitute.
Good head like a prostitute, yeah. We poured it right then.
Yeah, mine's more bubbly than yours.
Your champagne! Champagne! You've got champagne.
Either that or I've got more of a filthy glass.
You've probably got more of a filthy glass. You meant to nose it first!
Oh, you meant to nose it, not geek.
But you've got to talk while we're nosing, because I think there's a massive gap on the recording. Well, you never smell like cheap whiskey.
Yeah, it smells...
Like, the thing is, it's a spare side, so it should be something decent. Well, actually, in that area, Bell's not in that area.
There's some rough...
When I was in that area, you seen all these lovely, like, distilleries, and then you went past the Bell's industrial one.
Oh, dear.
With massive no visits. Yeah, you could go to all these lovely distilleries that I can't remember the name of, so I now sound thick. I could have really sounded...
We could have researched this. I mean, we
No,
previous
why?
Podcast, my research.
Why research? Do you drink when you research?
Not really. Well, actually, I do drink when I research.
But when you drink, you don't research it.
No.
You're just bumbling along like idiots.
But yeah, as you say, it's got a good nose. It's got an interesting colour. It's a dark ale colour, nearly ruby.
You can taste the slight thing of whiskey in it, but that's it. There's nothing else to...
No, other than that, it's very bland.
Yeah, it's about as bland as a maths teacher.
Oh, yeah, they're very boring.
Yes.
You're holding your pinky up?
Yes.
You're not posh.
I'm being posh.
You're not posh, though. You can't call us posh.
We're podcasting. Posh people podcast.
Posh people podcast. Is that the way it works nowadays?
Well, we are. We're posh drinking because we're podcasting.
Oh, okay.
Because if we're just in a park bench, then we'd be common and garden...
Does this mean we're putting these through as business expenses as well?
We can do. We'd need a business first.
We would need a business. If anybody wants to give us a business that will let us drink on the job, then email in. We've got an email. It's something like info@formalshark.co.uk. Could be complete rubbish.
Any good food, you'll have heard me from a distance there because I forgot about it. We have got we're going to pair each thing with a food that we...
Each beer.
Each alcohol, because we may do other alcohols.
Yes.
We might do...
Yes, the whole point of Let's Drink, I don't know if we described it very well before.
No.
It's about finding a drink and generally alcohol and kind of talking about it and describing it.
So these are Jacob's Savory Sweet Chilli Thins.
Ooh.
Not like the women you normally go for.
You're going to have two together to make it a fat. You actually are. You're fatty.
We decided these would be best without butter or without cheese so that they take the moisture out of your mouth so you then need to drink more.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I mean, the thins have got more flavour in them than that beer.
That's
quite a bit big... They're a really good kind of...
Match.
Yeah. Epic match. There's a car outside.
Yeah, there's a car going past your way. You might have realised that we don't know that much about beer, but we do know a lot about drinking. We always want to drink nice stuff.
Trying to talk while eating a cracker is a bad idea.
Yeah.
We are learning on the job.
We're always learning on the job. Would you buy that again?
For the princely sum of, what was it, 69p?
Yeah.
I would.
Was that just because of the number?
Possibly.
If I priced everything in my shop at 69p, would you buy it?
Yeah. I'd buy everything in your shop for 69p. You don't have a shop, though. But no, it's under a pound. It's not bad for an under a pound drink.
Yeah, but I wouldn't... If I'd seen it, because you can buy that in Tesco's at £1 whatever. I've seen it before.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't bother.
It is a 330ml bottle for 69p. I just thought, in case we start...
I think...
And it's 6.5%, so it is actually a reasonably strong drink. The rubbish that they say about of it on here is that it's a classic full-bodied ale from Theakston's with the flavours of Speyside malt whiskey, creating delightful caramelised fruit-flavoured beer with hints of vanilla and honey, culminating in a warm, smooth, lingering finish. One of old acquaintances.
What a load of bollocks!
I mean, it's definitely got a whiskey flavour. The very subtle kind of...
I think
whiskey undertones.
What you could have done was you could have got... It's a generic ale, isn't it?
Yeah.
A generic ale is then the messed about with... That might have... Did they actually put it in the cask, or they just whapped in some whiskey?
They've whapped in some whiskey by the sounds of it.
So they haven't barrel-aged it or anything like that?
No. Now, you know, we should say that you should know your limits.
And fat women don't drink it?
No, that's a pregnant woman.
Looks fat to me.
Well, she probably is fat because she's pregnant.
But would you get up the seat for her on a bus? Not if she was drinking.
No.
I would say, social services, take that baby off her.
It'd be a bit early, though. You know, baby's not come out yet. And you want social services to take it away already.
Well, look,
you're such a harsh
be,
man.
Be there at the birth, ready. I don't know what to do. Put the baby straight in a briefcase or something.
Yeah, something like that. With, with a load of letters and be like, let's put him in a new home.
I don't know how it works because I was never adopted.
Me neither.
I've adopted a cat.
Yeah, where is your cat?
Out playing. Probably going to bring us back a bird or something.
No, you wouldn't mind a bird.
No, I've got I just get feathers everywhere.
The wrong kind of bird.
Oh, he bloody had a poo in the bloody kitchen the other day, just on the floor. Luckily, every time I nearly step in it, but I don't quite.
And you just notice and look at it and go, oh, he's had a poo.
But he doesn't eat sweet corn, it has sweet corn in it.
Maybe he's going to another family.
I don't know, but he's.
He might not love you much. I don't love you much. I don't even know why I'm here.
We should say that at some point in these podcasts, you might get a cat walking over the laptop.
Expensive recording equipment, which is meant to sound professional here.
But what we could say is it's a fruit-based one.
A fruit-based laptop.
Because everybody thinks that it's not a fruit-based laptop.
Okay.
We could say it's a melon laptop.
A melon laptop. I'm going to take a photo of this in the
in the thing. So taking a photo now. So everybody be quiet. We're only coming up on the picture. Well, that's not how pictures work.
That is not how pictures work.
So we'll get this on the blog if there's any even season.
Yeah.
To be honest, by now, after nine minutes. I mean,
We're not meant to be swearing.
Oh, no, 9 minutes.
Oh, no, 9 minutes. So, I mean, that's not a bad time to drink, about 10 minutes. Bit of a waffle on.
Yeah. So what we'll do now is we'll get the next one out.
Yeah.
We'll pause it. You'll hear
we'll give it a pause.
Some random music, and then we'll come back to you.
Why, aye. Cool. See you later. Okay, welcome back. Hopefully we'll add a little ditty in between that.
Yeah, I was going to have a longer pause so I could actually not have to listen to the whole thing.
Oh, well, you're going to have to listen to the whole thing now.
Well, on fast, so we're like chipmunk.
That's going to make it even worse.
Yes.
Dear. Okay, so we've got the second beer. This is from Grain Norfolk Brewery. And it's got a little picture of wheat. And it says porter, and that's all it says on it other than that.
How do you not know it's not a tickling feather?
Tickling feathers don't look like that. I've got a few tickling feathers that don't look like that.
Well, my tickling feather does.
Oh, where did you get your tickling feather from?
Dodgy Dad's sex shop.
Dodgy, I went to the super sexy warehouse down the road.
See, that's the difference. You knew a sex shop and I didn't. I'd make one up because I don't know apart from the Ann Summers, but that's too generic to say. And we don't want to sell brands on
We don't want to say brands other than Theakston's and Jacob's so far and now Great Norfolk Brewery. It's a podcast about items.
Oh, I should say
brands.
That we will, as long as you tell us what the RRP should be. We are more than happy for people to email us saying they'll give us breweries. I don't want just random people saying sending the beers, because basically that's why we're doing this, is to get free beer eventually.
Yeah, we want free beer. But if there's beers that you guys suggest, give us an email in.
Yeah, as long as we can get a hold of them, then we'll be quite happy. Hopefully on the blog there'll be blogs if we go to pubs that are decent, because we're a bunch of alkies and we're constantly
we like a good drink, but who doesn't?
Well, there's lots of people. They're called teetotalers.
Yeah, but they're weird. They're not real people.
Yeah. Anyway, this one is £3.39.
Did you have to think about that when you looked at it?
I was giving emphasis to it. So people are like, what's that last digit? What is it? They'll be like, Martha! Martha!
I didn't quite catch that. So it's 3.39.
Yes. No, get the suspension in so they have to shout for Martha.
Who? Do you shout for Martha?
Martha is our listener's wife.
Okay. So it's £3.39, and where's that from?
That was from Coopers.
Is it Coopers or is it Coppers? Because it's double P and a single O.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's Coppers.
You'll have to ask them next time. Maybe I'll Coppers. Ask him. I don't know. I'm dyslexic. I can't read or write or spell or talk.
I've just been going from what you've said.
Well, I don't know.
So maybe I look like an idiot. I can't talk to people about this fantastic shop of beer.
I call them Tesco's. Tesco! Tesco!
So this is an old-style porter. Smooth and creamy with the rich flavours of berries. It worries me when
there's a dog just ran past. Papa went like Papa fast.
There's an old guy with him.
He's now looking for his dog. Oh, here, show me your dog. That's a rude. What a moron. Oh, hello, Ben.
Hello, Ben.
Ben's the cat.
Yeah, Ben's the black and white pussy that we...
We'll get some pictures of it. Yeah. The dog's not come back yet.
Okay. It worries me a little that there's going to be berries in this porter, just because I don't think porters should taste the berries.
That depends, because if you got a really nice one, the dog's back at the man. If everybody's worried about the dog, and he's now put it on leash.
I don't think anybody's worried about the dog.
And the man is wearing a red top.
We do have a window in front of our studio.
I think this makes it far better, because we've never, every time we've done podcasts, we've never had a cat sort of attacking us.
And we've never been able to look at...
Have you read to see if it's an unfiltered one or whatever that...
It doesn't say.
Because I just don't want to get, like, a load of...
Well, you can have a mouthful of shit at the end. You're normal. It's useful for you. So I put mine a little bit... It's a bit... Actually, no, it's quite lively,
isn't
it?
It's quite lively.
The head shot right up. It's got a wee bit of fizz.
It's about as...
So this is bottle-conditioned beer.
Best so it does have end. Shit at the bottom!
Bottle condition. Well, it might do, but there's still stuff in the bottle. Chill. Contains barley and wheat, gluten. Drink safely and please recycle.
It doesn't really have much of a smell. Or I've got a cold.
You know what? No, there's a... I'm going to say bacon.
Bacon. You're just going to say bacon for everything.
I'm not.
There's no smell of bacon. You can smell a slight thing of... A fruit basket.
Fruit basket?
Yes.
No, I would have...
A middle-class fruit basket.
I want to say something... Maybe not a bacon, but it's like a...
I want to say kumquat, not that it smells of kumquat. I just want to say the word kumquat.
It does smell a little bit middle-class.
Yes.
If middle-class had a smell, it'd be middle-class.
See, I would always think it would smell of Christmas, middle-class people.
Whoa. That's sour.
Yeah, it's got that slight berry-ish sourness to it.
That is an interesting porter.
It's got the nice black porterness, dark porterness to it.
Yeah.
There'll be people out there, if you're proper beer nerds, are going, what the hell, we should do this. Well, go out, do it. Do a beer blog. Do it better than us, and then we can listen to you and not have to do it.
Exactly.
Because we're not experts in anything.
And then we can drink along.
Yeah, we're not experts in anything. We're just having a drink while... having a microphone in front of us because we're sad acts.
Oh, there's a car.
There's a car going across.
It's a red car. It's a red Ford.
Mm. Yes, everybody loves out the window. Right, so we are pairing this with bacon-flavoured base rice and soya snacks.
From Tesco al fresco.
Tesco's. And we'll hear the pack and open it. Oh,
and I think we've got a friend.
They smell, yes. Ben, you're not having these. Send me out for the good people. Bloody cat. We should
bloody
put
cat.
It down.
So quiet. Have you fed him this week?
Yeah, fed him this morning. So it's got bacon flavouring in it and yeast. It's practically beer. It's got yeast in it.
I mean, they pair quite well.
No, they don't.
No, we're meant to tell everybody that always pair well.
Oh, we're
experts
for the beards.
Yeah. See, now we're going to be quiet because we're both going to go for a drink.
Yeah.
We're going to have to work on this so we don't drink at the same time.
No, it's all right, I'll just cut them bits out. But the people, they're probably going to work at the moment or whatever, because that's when I listen to podcasts, because you're not going to listen to the podcast any other time, because there's, like, visual things you need to watch.
Yeah.
It gives them a moment to ponder their life, realise why are they listening to two morons drinking beer and eating
when
bacon
they're
rashes.
In the car, they could just crash into the person in front and just...
Well, they could be watching, listening to...
And they could finish it. They could just be over and done with it, in front of that car in front, move on to the wrong side of the motorway.
You could be listening to the Archers right now. Pom, 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 pom. That's, That was the Apprentice theme tune, wasn't it? Not the Archers.
I don't know. I don't watch or listen to the Archers.
Neither do I. Normally put it off then and go on to a different station, because why would I want to watch EastEnders on the radio?
Because you do listen to old man radio.
Look,
you're not even 40 yet. You've got another 2 years.
What should I listen to? MC Megamix FM.
Well, you're meant to be holding on to your treasured youth. Got another 2 years.
What radio station should I be listening to?
I don't know.
You don't have a car, so you never listen to the radio. Once you get a car,
I'll be able to listen to the radio. Then all the joys.
So then you'll have a chosen radio station.
Actually, take note. This doesn't say pregnant people can't drink it.
Right. So would you buy that one again?
You know what? I would.
Yeah, I definitely would. I think we're drinking it a lot slower because it's more volume to it.
But it is a 5% alcohol content volume, and it's a 500ml bottle.
I've just worked out that every time I put this down, you can hear it on the...
No, really? They're going to hear it when you put it down loudly.
Yeah.
Could you not hear it when you put it down?
Fuck off. I mean, oh, dearie me, you moron.
We're not meant to be swearing because we're adult singers. It's not going to work very well.
It might work.
It might work.
Eventually. Episode 3.
I think we'll have ironed out the...
if we get to episode 3, if the cat hasn't murdered us.
It's got a slight twang to it. I don't think that's that red car again. We must be looking for somewhere to rob. We're not going to get much here.
They've got the world's best internet setup.
Yeah, well, but we're currently sat here.
They could steal us.
They could take the paper we bought, but it doesn't work because the printer's broken.
Yes.
The paper does work. Paper doesn't just stop working.
It does. I had that problem at work once.
You had that, but you couldn't get the paper to work.
No. It'd been glued shut or something. It'd be nice. It's nice looking out this window in the sunrise. I was reading this week that actually because of the climate of this year, the hop yield hasn't been as good.
Oh dear.
So there might be a crisis. Doesn't matter about Trump might be in America. Hops might not be around. Donald Trump is in America. That is a fact that you could actually say on Twitter, and it actually be a fact, so then it couldn't be on Twitter.
Yeah.
That makes sense to anybody.
I mean, the other news, I don't know if you heard about it, but all the floods that the Great Britain had at the beginning of this year and the end of last year closed down part of our biscuit factories. We are in the middle of a biscuit shortage.
A biscuit shortage?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because there's all the McVitie's ones.
Exactly, they all had to close and they got flooded out and stuff. So we are going through a biscuit shortage at the moment.
I know, what biscuits do they make? Bourbons? No, Tesco's have bourbons. So that's
McVitie's make a load of biscuits that then get rebranded.
So there might be a bourbons
shortage. There was a bourbon shortage.
There might be a... This is suicidal worth.
There was... People were struggling to get hold of particular biscuits. And I can't remember. Let's... Bourbon shortage.
And is it nice or is it nice?
It's nice. Yeah. Let's...
We're getting one of these problems where there's radio... shit where... Well, it's not radio, it's podcasting. Sorry, we came from radio. Or live.
Radio.
Live!
Yeah. So our previous incarnation, we... What did we do? We did hospital radio.
Oh, no.
Or are we not allowed to tell people that?
You can't do hospital radio. You can't say that, because if we did it in the 70s and 80s, even though we were born late 80s, then we might have done inappropriate things.
Okay.
Birds just flew past.
Yeah, bourbon biscuits.
Bourbon biscuits.
Could run out... This is an Express headline.
Oh, sure.
Britain could run out of bourbons as UK storm hits... Spark national biscuit crisis.
So you mean that it's about as reliable as the Viz?
No, it was on the Telegraph as well.
It's about as reliable as the Viz.
The Telegraph said biscuits. Britain suffers biscuit drought following McVitie's factory flood. It managed to hit Newsweek, the Daily Mail, Digital Spy.
Oh, the top class brass.
Exactly. So it's not just some rubbish that I've just made up on the spot. I mean, you guys...
What in the Express? What rubbish made up on the spot?
Yeah, but not by me. By somebody else.
So do you really think that the manufacturing wouldn't then get sent to some other factory somewhere?
Yeah, but would you want Chinese knockoff biscuits?
I'm sure they could make them in Britain or in Poland. But not in
Britain or in Poland. Are you trying to say Poland is now Britain? Are you picking Nigel Farage?
No, I put an O in. An O.
Okay, Mr. UK.
Well, here's me giggling on this podcast. Where?
Beer.
Nigel Farage is a racist. Is that libelous?
Possibly.
Supposedly is a racist. Then that's okay.
Allegedly.
Unless he's dead by the time this goes out, then he definitely is a racist. Because you can't libel a dead person, I was reading about it.
Oh, that's good.
So you can turn around and...
So yeah, when Nigel Farage is dead, he's definitely a racist.
Yeah.
While he's alive, he's only supposedly.
Yeah. Does that work?
Yeah, that'll probably work. I mean, we might have to push it past our legal department.
Ben, is Nigel Farage a racist?
And as a black and white cat, he's got neither.
As a black and white cat, he's scared. But if he goes to America, he can go and build himself a wall.
Where are you going, cat?
Where are you going, cat? Are you going to break our podcast? He's probably going to have a wall on the
on the app and just get sparks and stuff.
Should we go on to the next bit or pause this while
We'll finish this beer.
So you'll get a little bit of music.
A little bit of music. It is the smoke and stuff.
Yeah, we forgot to put it. We just paused it for a moment.
Yeah.
And now we've come back because we had a bit of a discussion about it.
Yeah, and we were like, we're not recording this. What are we doing?
It's got a smoky taste to it.
Yeah. So it's got a smoky taste and it's a bit tart.
We'd buy it again. It was very nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to go on to beer number two when Phil goes and picks
beer
it up.
Beer three.
Three, yeah.
Okay. I'll go and get some more beer now.
Right, and here's a little ditty.
I am the Antichrist!
Oh, dear God.
Well, I thought...
That was probably far too loud. It's probably going to be... in the sound.
Well, it's anarchy!
Anarchy, so yes. It goes. Okay, so this beer is from the Anarchy Brew Company, and it's called Citrus Star, and it is a session IPA. It's not just an IPA, it's an IPA for a session.
So is that like a session musician that comes in and does like little
Or is it bits like a therapy session, maybe?
Maybe. I was just thinking of the whole...
Mm-hmm. It's 4.1 ABV. 4.1% ABV. That's like the alcohol... stuff for people that don't know.
Why would they not have listened this way through?
And that works to a 1.3 UK units.
And does this have a pregnant lady on?
It's 36 IBU. No, it's not got a pregnant lady on. So
do you know what IBU is about?
Things.
It's just things, is it?
Yeah, things. It's something to do with things.
I know what it's about.
Yeah. I've got a vague idea.
Yeah, what's it about?
I'm not gonna commit to a podcast because I'll probably sound
stupid.
Well,
I can think. What do you think it's about?
Something about the hops, isn't it?
Yes. You're welcome.
There we go.
And now sort of anal Nigel from Kent's gonna email in and go, well, it's actually all about da ba ba ba. Well, Nigel, if you've got a complaint, Do your own podcast.
Send it to
We Don't Care. Yeah.
Or the Ofcom or something like that.
Yeah, write to Jeremy Hunt. He seems a nice guy.
Jeremy Hunt. Is that his name? I always thought it began with a C.
No.
It's 330 mil. It was £2... 95 pence.
From
somewhere in the indoor market at Newcastle.
It's got Glug in the name, hasn't it?
Is it Glug?
Is it Yum and Glug or something like that?
It's like two shops in one or something.
Yeah, they have like, it's quite...
And it's the indoor Granger market in Newcastle. If you can't guess, we live in the United Kingdom.
Yes.
Near Newcastle.
Yeah, and this is an actual Newcastle accent, not like what was on Castle lately.
Oh, this. That was horrific.
Yup, 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 yup.
It sounded Polish.
It's as if the Swedish chef did, Geordie. Are you going to pour this one, madam?
I'll pour this one.
While he's pouring that... look, I'm getting more slick now. We have paired this with Cadbury's Dairy Milk Egg and Spoon.
Egg and Spoon.
And it looks like it's a one with a white middle.
Ooh. You don't want any with them yellow middles.
It comes in a little packet that looks like...
That came across a little racist. I just realised what I said.
There's a gold one. There's one. That's bad packaging. Take a picture of that. That is one of them is upside down. I am going to write to Cadbury's.
Could it not be because you dropped it?
No, because they're in the packaging. I'm going to write to Cadbury's and say, why was one on the wrong way up my OCD? Even though I don't have OCD, but it's a little game I have called writing to companies absolute rubbish, and then they reply back through their customer services. Quite fun.
Oh, we forgot to take a picture of the other one in the glass.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, it was black. It was entirely black.
Smell that. You can smell the hops.
This one's not black. It's very...
It's
an IPA. IPA is a pale ale. For those...
Indian something.
You just lost all cognitive reflex.
I don't care. There's a car waiting now.
He's waiting now. We're there.
There's a car waiting. Should we just keep staring at him?
Somebody sat in the back. Is that kids? Is that kids? Like somebody's sort of abducted? Why can't it wait?
There might be a dog in the spot.
Outside your house?
It might be.
And you've never been invited?
No, I never get the invite. I never get the Twitterogram.
And the Twitterogram?
I don't know, I'm trying to be modern.
So this has got a very hoppy smell.
Yeah, you can...
I'd say a little bit of a, like a floral.
It's not like a hop. It's not a smell that like punches you in the face. It's a nice smell. If I had to have this with potpourri, I'd be quite happy.
Yeah.
To have.
Mask the smell of your poos in the toilet.
Yeah.
Do people put potpourri in toilets anymore?
I don't know. I don't think our clientele is that the right word?
But I don't know.
Our listener is going to really do that. He's probably at home. With a sock.
And there might be that one woman listen to this.
We'd be lucky if one person listens to it.
Yeah, well.
Actually, anything, one mineral. Even the cat's not listening to us now.
He's licking himself.
Yeah, he's good.
His bum, not like his.
He's got my arse. My bum is far better than. So we're going to actually taste this beer.
So it's got a very light fizz, as you'd expect from a...
This is nice.
From a session IPA.
Yeah, you could definitely get it. It's got flavour to it.
Yeah.
Floral flavours.
There's a very kind of floral, hoppy flavour. It's a more floral hop as opposed to, like, let's stick elderflower or rose. Yeah.
It's certainly not as... It's just got no harshness to it, but it's still got a flavour.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with that one. I would, because I quite like them from that brewery quite often. There's a couple of breweries that we really like. That's one of them.
It's presumably, with it being called Citra Star, it's a Citra hop.
Yeah. Well, you never taste that.
It tastes like a Citra hop. It doesn't actually... They don't actually say exactly that it's a Citra hop.
Is there any bollocks on the back then that we should taste meringue or something?
The way their labels are set out is quite hard to read. There's a little bit about hops. This is our hoppy blonde Citra Star is loaded with grapefruit, lemon and lime flavours, but is light-bodied enough to keep you coming back for more, highly hopped with a big bitter finish.
Is there only one spoon?
It was two spoons.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For sure.
But you've got four eggs, so yeah, they're expecting you to have two eggs each, which is kind of bad.
It's quite...
Cadbury's not bad. You're going to make our kids obese.
But what's actually the thing is, they're about the size of a cream egg, aren't they?
Yeah.
But with a cream egg, you don't get so nicely packaged.
Yeah.
And the chocolate's not real Cadbury's chocolate anymore, is it? Or they went back...
I don't know. I really don't care enough to research. So, did you tap the top of your egg?
Yeah, twat it off like you would.
It's not working for me.
Well, I just
mom,
dive in.
I just bit the top because I'm lazy.
The thing is, why would you eat it like this? You could just eat it like
a mint.
An apple.
Start licking it out from the middle.
This is a proper show that went to... Ben, get lost off the laptop. Mm. Off the laptop.
Well, the middle tastes better than the mince, though. That's all right.
In case you're not realising, the cat is quite interested in the chocolate and is currently working out his way to me over the laptop. I think these have been the best... Maybe not the best paired, but the two best of the things we've eaten.
Mm-hmm. There's not a lot in the middle, though.
No. I'm disappointed.
They're a small egg.
Yeah.
They should add an S on the packet. Yeah. And where's the lion stamp?
Yeah.
We're going to get salmonella.
Ella.
I'm a mouthful.
That's not the first time you've ever said that.
No.
You said it the other day when you were eating that meat.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be your meat, though, because you've only got a little one.
Think of some beardy weirdy that, you know, a proper, like, oh, I love ale, nothing else but British ale. Comes on, listening to this, they'll be, like, really offended by our lack of knowledge and obsessions with sex and eating chocolate.
If I was a woman, that would completely turn me off.
Can you describe it to the nice man?
He took a whole egg to his, in his mouth. I mean, it probably means he can take a full penis. But...
It's not like Mutley.
That's just...
The car has moved.
The car's moved, but I'm
the car's gone.
No, I'm terribly sorry. I can't describe Phil eating the chocolate egg all at once. It was slightly disturbing.
I didn't gag on it.
We don't gag on a lot of things.
No.
So, yeah, this is a tasty beer. Mm-hmm. Blonde. It's not... It's
I'd definitely buy it again. I'd buy it in a pub. I wouldn't, like, properly seek it out. It's not a seeker beer.
But this on draft's going to be a lot nicer than
I think we should try and go to Newcastle now and have a drink.
Try and get
a cab.
Taxi!
One's not turned up.
It doesn't work when you live in the countryside.
Oh, shit, I've just moved the desk by 3 inches.
Hey, that's... how do you know it's 3 inches?
It's the size of a woman.
That's not 3 inches. That's a whole inch.
Women have been telling me that's 3 inches.
That might even be less than an inch.
Women have told me that's 3 inches.
Well, they were just being nice.
Oh, we're going to have another egg.
Yeah. We'll pause this, have our other egg.
Well, no, this is the end of the show. We're only doing 3 beers.
Do we not want to do a separate end of the show?
What do you mean, a separate end of the show?
We could have done like a whole roundup.
Song and dance.
We could have done a whole roundup.
Oh, you mean you want the stupid music on and then us to go, we have eaten, we have had this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, because then it means we can eat our egg and stuff without them having silence.
Okay, you'll get some music in a second to skillfully go to the next section.
I mean, you say music, it's a ditty. It's a tiny little ditty that you pick from the internet.
Yeah, but
it's music.
You said, like, there's a tune on next or something.
No, I said a little ditty.
Oh, a little ditty. Right, there's going to be...
There's a banging tune coming on right now.
Oh, it's excellent. Diddle-doo.
There's a man with a phone. Silence. Oh, that's what Phil told me I had to remember.
Yeah, so I can bloody cut it properly. One of the things we forgot is we're going to give them all like a pneumatic number.
Pneumatic number.
I don't think that's a word.
No, pneumatic is a word. It's like hydraulics but with air. So you're going to make it a number with air.
Yes. We're going to give it a number.
Oh, dear.
So that it can go on a scale.
Okay.
A bit like that Top Gear shit that had.
The cool wall.
Yeah. Like but that. We're not going to punch our producers, seeing we're our own producers.
Well, I could punch you.
Punch each other. How on earth? That's my BCG.
That's not your BCG. Oh. Yeah, my BCG.
I don't know if it is my BCG.
Oh, I've seen the mantis. That's the other arm.
You can't do this.
I've seen your boxers. How high do you wear your boxers? Well, or do you try and wear your trousers low like a gangster?
I'm a gangster, me.
Oh dear.
The B, the C, the D.
Techno.
Yeah. So this is the roundup.
So we'll do our numeric, not pneumatic, numeric rating. Stop eating on that spoon. We've got a photo of Philip licking white stuff out of his spoon from the egg. It's disturbing. It's the most disturbing photo I've got.
So to sum up, this beer.
This beer. That's what you're going to say for everybody listening. This beer.
Yes.
This beer, what is it?
It's beer. It's an alcoholic beverage that you drink to get
drunk. Oh dear. No, what is it on there? What does it say? What beer number? It was beer number one.
It was beer number one. It was the Distiller's Cask Range by Thixton's.
There we go.
Wasn't it, didn't he not used to be on...
Jamie Thixton.
Yeah, yeah. SM... No, not SMTV Live.
Live
and kicking.
Yeah, with Katie Hill.
Yeah. And Zoe Ball.
Yeah.
Which out the two would you?
That's a hard one.
Jamie every time. Do you like what I did there?
Yeah.
I shattered their illusions. They thought we were being sexist pigs, and we weren't.
Exactly. But it would be, because, you know, both of it, you'd be getting bowled with each. So we bowled a Jamie Thixton.
Yeah.
So, what do you, what...
Have you seen the jizzing cock on there?
There is a jizzing cock. There's a little... We will take a photo of this for you guys. There's a little jizzing cock. On the label.
And I've got a cat now asking me for food.
Now, in terms of, we're meant to be rating this.
Better than Foster's.
Better than Foster's.
Yeah. That would be about one on our scale.
Do you want to describe the scale while I try and figure out...
What we're going to do, I was explaining, we've got a scale. We're in the car the other day trying to work out what we'd put on the scale. So we worked out stuff like Foster's and that would be down below 10.
The scale's 0 to 100.
Yes, because we want lots of breadth on the scale. We reckon 50's probably the line where we would buy again. Below 50 is we wouldn't buy, but there's got to be the scale of that. Above 50 is what we would buy again, sort of what we would consider nice stuff.
So this distiller's cask range, I'd say around this. 30 to 40.
Yeah, I'm not. If somebody buys it, I'm not going to glass them.
For 69p and you want a beer, I would.
Yeah. But present for somebody. It's perfect. It looks alright. You give them the go. Oh, it
sounds fancy.
Yeah.
Would you buy it in the pub? No.
So that's probably a good one for Mother's Day.
Yeah. If your mother likes beer, which is tomorrow, so I don't think anybody's going to be listening to this between now and tomorrow.
Easter present. Get your nieces and nephews.
Or Christmas present, or whatever time of the year, or Hanukkah present, or Eid present.
Diwali, is that?
Diwali.
Diwali.
Yeah.
Diwali.
It could be a present for any of your religious festivals.
Any of them. For cheap, for people that you're not good friends with, or people that you particularly like, but then you've just got to get presents for that little kid you don't like.
I mean, I wouldn't buy it somebody yet.
That little kid over 18.
Do you buy just kids drink normally anyway?
As long as they're over 18.
Okay. As long as they're over 18.
Have you worked out I don't buy people presents?
No, you don't. I've noticed. I've known you how many years? Far too long. I've had like 3 presents.
Yeah. They've all been good.
Yeah, they've all been good. You've broken your spoon.
I worked out.
You're not getting another spoon now.
I worked out. It's 10 years since I got you almost at Christmas. It'll be 10 years since I got you that present to go see Madness.
Wow, that's a long time.
It's a long time. That was a good present, that.
Yeah, and you've lost all your hair in them 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you were, must have only just been about 30 then.
You're a bastard.
I know I am. And Philip is not 30. He just looks it.
I'd have been 17 or 18.
Yeah, and now you're 40.
What, in 10 years?
Yeah. So, Grain Norfolk Brewery, the porter. It was slightly sour, slightly tart. It was
definitely buy again.
Definitely a porter. It was smoky. I'd buy it. I'd definitely go out and buy it.
Definitely recommend it to somebody that likes porters. Obviously, porters and stouts and stuff, not everybody likes.
Would I go and seek it out? No, I don't think it was a seek-outable. If there was a shop that sold it, I'd pick it up.
Yeah, I would...
I'd be like, that was all right, I'll have another one. Now, these are generally beers that you're probably not going to see in Tesco's, so we would be in a specialist shop for that.
Yeah.
If I saw it in Tesco's and it was between something else and this, I'd buy this straight away.
But you wouldn't buy it in a specialist shop?
In a specialist shop, I'd be a bit more kind of cautious because, well, personally, they've got lots of other
I think I'm the same. It was nice. It was a one that if you haven't had it tasted, it might be amazing for you, for us.
It's definitely worth a shot.
We'll definitely like it.
So I'm going to say about, you know, the 58 or something.
Yeah, I was going to say around about the 60 mark.
Yeah.
We've got to remember these. Oh, we can listen to them. I was thinking we're going to have to remember these to put them on the board.
We're recording them.
Oh, that's good. So the Anarchy Brewery.
Anarchy in the UK.
It's coming sometime, so maybe. Is that the actual lyrics?
I think so. Maybe not.
Maybe
we
not.
Might be making it up.
I've seen it came up on my feed that somebody was going to the AGM of the Punk Society.
Was that what you sent me out the other day?
Yeah.
That Punk Society where they spelt the word wrong slightly.
You know, fucking anarchy. We're going to elect who is going to be the chairman this year, who is going to be the treasury. Aye, so anarchy.
That's. Maybe they're anarchy because they don't have a treasurer.
Yeah, they go and just.
They just have. Everybody just does what they want.
Yeah. It makes us laugh when I see it. I hope that guy's not listening, because if not, he's going to be a bit offended that we're laughing at his.
Well, bullshit. That's what I said to him.
Anyway, well,
this one, I'd say it's definitely. Between the porter and this, I'd probably choose this one.
Yes, I think if it was in a pub and there was nothing, you know, everything else looked bland and crap, that quite often happens.
Yeah.
You know, if you go for that brewery, you're going to get something that's like that, that's got a lot of flavour.
Yeah.
I've never been disappointed or been overly disappointed. There's them, the Alchemist, and Wylam that I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was one that Anarchy did previously I've not enjoyed. But overall, they do a good job. So, I don't know if they're much higher than 65 in terms of...
Yeah, I'd give them 65. Going,
because I would choose it over the porter, but only just... It's a good all-day beer,
yeah.
Whereas the porter, you're not going to drink it all day. You're going to have one glass and be like, that was me.
Yeah.
Ben, get out of the Jacob's Crackers. You sneaky little cat.
That's what this podcast's going to be telling off Ben.
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll if we get a website eventually, we do have a website, it's formalshark.co.uk, but if we actually put anything on it,
yes, it might just have a picture of a shark.
Yeah.
Na 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 na. Batman.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
It should have been Formal Shark.
It's Saturday
Formal
night.
Shark.
And what we're doing is sat in front of an old
laptop,
an old desk.
Not even 8 o'clock, contemplating going to bed because we've had 3 bottles of beer.
Yes. No, I'm contemplating having.
We're old men.
Going to a pub and like. Ryan? Because I've had anarchy in us. I've never had anarchy in us. I want to sort of like push over a sofa or.
Push over a sofa. That's going to be your entire anarchy.
Yeah.
Push over. Not collapse the system, but to push over the sofa. There's no hope for anarchy nowadays, is there? Not if that's all the anarchy you
I might do an angry tweet to some politician.
An angry tweet?
Yes, called Nigel Farage from Bellend.
And suspected racist.
Because
He's not dead yet.
Yeah.
So we can't say it definitely is.
Hello, well, he might be. Oh, there's another... Oh, God, he looks... He's walking along. He's got a limp.
He's got a flat cap.
Oh, flat cap.
He's looking at us, though.
He's got a limp.
He's like, they're looking at me.
So do you think he had a limp or he was trying to look hard?
I think he was trying to pass DSS to get his disability.
Ah, right, I thought I was trying to work out what that was.
Yeah.
I thought it was some sort of like test.
It is. Can you fob the benefit system? Yes, he can, because he limps.
No, have you not read now? Is he dead? He can't claim benefits because he's not dead.
Yeah, he's not dead. But no, but the only people that tend to be claiming benefits now are the ones that are cheating the system, the ones that are actually ill.
Right-wing Adam, they're all...
And the ones that are actually unwell and should be on the system are being forced into work.
Yeah, unless you go in a body bag.
Exactly.
And they're probably still always fit for work. You could lie there and a woman could...
He could be a plank.
Yeah, he could be a mannequin.
Exactly.
That woman's dead. She could be a prostitute.
So remember, if you're dead and you would like to work as a mannequin, First Direct, Sports Direct is probably hiring. They can't offer you any guaranteed.
If you're dead and you look like a pig, phone up David Cameron.
Oh yeah, you might get some.
Yeah.
Just as a little kind of tail off at the end of our podcast.
Yes, a podcast that was drinking beer and's now gone all political. And
well, it probably will.
It's because of the anarchy beer.
Anarchy.
It didn't smash. Yes. It didn't smash.
What would you have done? We would have got bits of wet glass all over me.
But it'd have been anarchy.
The desk.
It'd have been anarchy. Anarchy.
Wouldn't have been anarchy.
Anarchy.
It would have just been a mess.
Let's end this podcast with anarchy. Proper.
What are you doing?
Anarchy. That's anarchy. You've been listening to Let's Drink, a Formal Shark production, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil. Well, if you're still listening now, it probably says a lot more about you than it does about us. But that means that you probably quite like us and would be interested in a reminder that we are doing our first YouTube streaming event on this Saturday. That is Saturday the 24th of September 2016. If you go to formalshark.co.uk, I'll say that again. And I haven't even been drinking. Well, I have. I've been having a Brewdog Electric India Vibrant Hoppy Saison at 5.2. It's a reasonable beer. It's basically all I'm going to say on that at the minute. But yeah, go to formalshark.co.uk/live. That'll take you to the YouTube video. If you go on at 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, because we're in the UK, we'll be trying some beers. If you go on our Facebook page or our Twitter, mainly the Facebook page has got lots of like an event on and things there, with a link to YouTube. But that'll have the list of beers. If you go on the Facebook, there's all the information on there for the beers. We've got most of them from Coppers, apart from two of the beers that we didn't, but that information's on there. So you could drink along at home if you want and be a big collaboration. Or if you want to, just listen afterwards. It'll be a YouTube video after that. And yeah, it should be quite cool. So yeah, hopefully see you Saturday. Well, I'll not see you Saturday, but yous will see us Saturday, hopefully. If not, we'll see you next time on a wonderful episode of Formal Shark. Let's drink. Probably a lot better than this episode that has just been our pilot that, yeah, I hope I've improved after I listened to that, because, yeah, my voice is annoying. Thank you. Tatty bye.